Good morning to you all and welcome to our Harvest Festival service. The prayer for today for harvest. Eternal God, you crown the year with your goodness and you give us the fruits of the earth in their season. For the relief of those in need and for our own well-being through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke. On the way to Jerusalem, Jesus was going through the region between Samaria and Galilee. As he entered a village, 10 lepers approached him. Keeping their distance, they called out, saying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." When he saw them, he said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, they were made clean. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice. He prostrated himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him. And he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus asked, "Were not 10 made clean? But the other 9, where are they?" Was none of them found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner? Then he said to him, "Get up and go on your way. Your faith has made you well." This is the gospel of the Lord. I wonder how many times you have said thank you already this morning. Maybe it was because somebody made you a cup of tea this morning, or somebody made you breakfast. Maybe somebody opened the door for you this morning, or helped you in some other way. I wonder how many times you said thank you yesterday. Do you even remember saying it? Or is it something we just say at the appropriate time? I'm sure as children, and for those of you who have been parents, writing or trying to convince your children to write a thank you letter or card at Christmas is quite a painful task. And one that is done, although never by the choice of the child, always the adult, it would seem. We were thankful for a whole list of items this morning when we went through the alphabet. But in normal everyday life, I wonder what it is you are thankful for and how you show that. In our Bible reading today, we hear Jesus heals 10 people with a skin disease, leprosy. But what the reading doesn't really portray is that actually this is quite a comical scene that would have been played out due to the fact that the men had leprosy. So they were not allowed or able to get close to anyone. They would have been seen as unclean. They would have been seen as not allowed to be anywhere near their family or their friends and living outside the towns and villages they were from. Similar to when COVID happened and we isolated ourselves to protect others so not to pass on what we had, that's exactly what they did. But we got to stay where we lived. Those with leprosy had to leave. And this is where the comical bit happens. I'm going to need some help. Have I got anyone who can help me this morning? We need to just pace something else, something out. Any helpers? It's just going to be me. I don't mind if it's just me because I know what I'm doing. What we're going to do is we're going to pace out. According to several internet searches, if you had leprosy in that time, you had to stay 50 paces away from the other people. Not 2 meters, as we did during COVID, but 50 paces. So I was a bit like, well, that's not far, is it? 50 paces? That's all right. That's quite easy. You could hear people from there. Not so much. This is 50 paces. I'm switching my microphone off just because I don't want it to feed back. 10 to think is, this distance, where Jesus would have had that conversation. They would have said, Lord, have mercy on us. Nice and polite. Lord, have mercy on us. And Jesus would have said back, go present yourself in the temple. But it wouldn't have been like that at all, because they had leprosy. They would have had to have shouted, "Lord, have mercy!" To which Jesus would have responded, "Go present yourself in the temple!" But that doesn't come across in the reading that we have. The men with leprosy were healed as they walked away from Jesus. There's no touching involved, no prayer, just a command to go show yourselves to the priests. And as they return, they're healed. And yet, only one comes back. One man, seeing that he's healed, comes back to Jesus to say thank you. And I'm sure that the others were grateful too. But they didn't come back and say thank you. To the point where Jesus asked the one man who does, "Where are the other nine?" But the one who comes back is not a Jew. He's a Samaritan. And as we know, Samaritans were not liked by Jews. But it's another example of how God's message was for all people from all nations. The one man did not have to come back and say thank you. But he did so, and in doing so, recognized who Jesus was and God's actions within all that had happened. As you may have gathered, the theme for Harvest is all about being thankful. Thankful for all that we have. But also recognizing that life is not easy. There are those of us who have health issues, family issues, work issues. Life is not always straightforward and simple and easy. And so being thankful sometimes actually can be quite difficult and feel quite a painful thing to do. But we can be thankful amidst all of those issues that we do have food in our fridges and on our shelves. Thankful to the farmers who grow and harvest their crops so that we can have the food that we enjoy to eat. And we all have different ways of showing how thankful we are for all we have. For some, it will be giving generously in our auction at the end of the service. And for others, it will be giving to food banks and to charities. So how do we express our thankfulness each day to God and to others around us? Do we take time out of our daily lives to be thankful to God? Do we recognize and see God at work in our lives and give thanks for all that we have? We have so much, even if sometimes we don't even realize it, or it doesn't feel like we do. Usually there is something somewhere we can give thanks for. So let's take our Harvest theme of thanksgiving into this next week and look for those moments where we can be thankful. Amen. From the plants that grow, to the foods that we eat, to those who sit alongside us, help us to share what we have, being generous as you are generous to us. Thank you for the harvest. Your mercy endures forever. We give thanks for the earth that you have created, for the beauty that we see around us, for the animals and the plants, the mountains and the valleys, the streams and the oceans. Help us to care for the world around us, to protect it from harm, and to allow it to thrive. Show us how we can make a difference in this world. Thank you for the harvest. Your mercy endures forever. We pray for those who are feeling beaten down today, for those who are stressed or worried about the future, for those who feel alone, unwell or upset, for those who are facing a crisis and cannot see a way out. May they know that you are with them and receive your love and peace. We pray especially for those that we know that are facing difficult times. Help us to care for those around us, to respond when we see people in need. Thank you for the harvest. Your mercy endures forever. Lord, we pray your comfort to be with all those who are grieving. May they know that they are not alone and that you are always with them. We also bring before you all those in our society who are forgotten, those who fall through the holes in our world, for the homeless and for the hungry, for the marginalised and the mistreated, for those who are fleeing from dangerous situations, for those who have been outcast from their families and communities, for those who need help and support but do not know where to find it. Show us how we can stand up for those who are forgotten, to be a voice for the voiceless. Thank you for the harvest. Your mercy endures forever. And we pray for parts of the world that do not know peace. We pray there may be an end to war and violence and persecution. We especially remember those whose lives have been overturned by war and conflict, for those who have been forced to flee, and those whose livelihoods have been destroyed, and for those who have lost loved ones. Be with those who have the influence to bring peace. Give them wisdom and courage to bring about change. Thank you for the harvest. Your mercy endures forever. And we bring all our prayers this morning together as we pray the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. May God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who is the source of all goodness and growth, pour his blessings upon all things created, and upon you, his children, that you may use his gifts to his glory and to the welfare of all peoples. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be with you and all those whom you love, now and always. Amen. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen.